Good morning, or good evening, wherever you're listening from, and welcome to the Suitcast. This is going to be the second part of pretty much the success series, right? Now, last week we talked about, again, definitions of success. This all started with me kind of wondering and someone asking me, Naisu, how do you define success? Like, what is success to you? And these topics, or these five things, I think it's five, actually, are what I deem as successful. Yeah, there's five things here. So last week was pretty much the achievement of goals, right? And so typically when you think of success, for me, it starts with a goal. Usually it starts there. This second one is another one that kind of popped up, which again is related to the first one, you know, with goals. And that is specifically fulfillment and satisfaction. So that's what we're going to be talking about today in this second part. Again, we're looking to upload these every Wednesday around 6 a.m. Philippine time, wherever that may be for you. Welcome to the Suitcast and thanks for listening. Let's get to it. Okay, so second part of pretty much success, right? And how do I define it, at least for me personally, and all of this, again, leading into the next project here for the Suitcast. Now, number two on the list for me, like I said, fulfillment and satisfaction. I'm sure a lot of you even listening to this right off the bat, if you hear those two words, you're kind of already going to be thinking of things, right? Now, what is fulfilling for you? What is satisfaction for you? And, you know, kind of have, how do you deal with those throughout your life? Well, I think one of the biggest things here is just, what is the significance? Well, I think if you, again, just consider fulfillment and satisfaction, one of the biggest things there is just, you know, it's kind of an essential component to being happy in life, and that's contentment. And I think a lot of people these days find it hard, actually, to be content with where they are in life, what they've accomplished in life, you know, just because naturally, again, a lot of people just focus on the negatives or the obstacles and the kind of shit that they're going through, to be honest, right? Now, that's why it's so important, because if you can at least grasp the idea of being satisfied in life, content in life, then you should be able to lead yourself into, you know, a much better mental state throughout life, you know, and for some, this takes a long time. It really does to be able to get to this point. And, you know, with that, I think starting off, it's really, what are your personal values and your kind of purpose in life, right? The big thing is, as we grow up, as we get older, obviously, we start kind of developing these values, whether they're from ourselves or our family, the culture, the environment, you know, where we grew up in. And that's kind of the thing. As we get these, as these values develop, that kind of, it works in correlation with our, basically our day-to-day actions, you know? And I think that's a big thing if you put basically the two together, is your actions throughout the day. They are a reflection also of your values and how you handle situations in life. And also, of course, like your purpose in life. And I know a lot of people aren't going to know their purpose in life, you know, right away, or even maybe now. You're kind of sitting there like, yeah, what am I doing? Like, what am I here for, right? And that's just something that is kind of a journey on your own that you have to go through, right? Now, like in my case, my values was shaped primarily from growing up in a military family, spending time in, you know, a multicultural family is another thing. Of course, you know, me being Filipino, having grown up with, you know, some of these Filipino values, but also some of these American values. And that kind of shaped me into who I am. And then, of course, the stuff that I went on through life as well, right? I mean, the stuff around me and my environment with my own family and my own personal decisions as far as even going back to joining athletics or music or, you know, improv and other extracurricular activities. It all shaped my values, basically. And it's funny too, because I feel like it was the, you know, through the education system, I think, yeah, if I look back on it, it really was the education system that kind of gave me this purpose, or at least a drive forward. Because before I got into everything that I am now, my purpose in life was to become a teacher, guys. Like, it was literally, that was my plan. And I remember telling my dad that, or, you know, and then just coming home one day and be like, yeah, I'm going to be a teacher. You know, so I like, for some reason, I kind of had a sense of purpose already at quite a young age. But of course, that changed over the course of, you know, my years growing up as well. So I think part of it is, again, kind of just sitting back. And that's why I think journaling is so important. I talked about this in the last episode. It's like using journaling or even just writing it down in an app and kind of clarifying exactly what are your core values here? Like what do you value in life, right? And then even if it's not one thing, if you might have multiple purposes in life that you feel like you need to fulfill, right? But if you write those down, for example, my purpose in life right now is to pretty much not only, well, it transitioned, right? My purpose in life before was to be the best special education teacher I could, help as many cases that I could with individuals with special needs and also their families. Like that in itself was a purpose. And then as I went into, you know, later on in my life and I became basically a content creator, it's like, okay, well, now what's my purpose as a content creator? Like what am I supposed to do? Just make people feel good and laugh and whatnot? And it's funny because I joke about that, but when I became a content creator during the pandemic, that was kind of my purpose. And that's why people tuned into my stream, because everybody was sitting at home feeling like doo-doo. You know, everybody was like feeling basically down because we were all locked in our houses. And so a lot of people look to those content creators or streamers or, you know, what have you. And that was kind of their connection socially. So even in that point in my life, that was kind of my purpose. I was like, hey, you know, I go live every time of this day and at least I know, you know, there's people that will stop in, and sometimes that's their communication for the day. That's their, you know, social aspect, even if it's through a screen. And, you know, we talk like that's the time we're really connected and talk to a lot of different community members from the Sioux fam and everything. And it was great, right? And then my purpose changed again as I transitioned from pretty much a full-time streamer to what I'm doing today. And I think that's something that you guys listening should really kind of consider too, because that would eventually lead to pretty much fostering a sense of fulfillment. You know, that's kind of what happened for me even, where, again, and this is partly due to the fact that I analyze a lot of kind of like what's going on in my own surroundings. I'm very self-aware. And so even at those points when I was streaming, when I was transitioning to where I am, or even when I was teaching, right, I kind of already felt that sense of fulfillment. And so I, you know, starting at a young age, kind of setting goals, like I was talking about the previous age and everything, it was ingrained in my head that, yeah, you should work hard and everything. But at the same time, when you accomplish your goals, even if they're short-term goals, you should be happy about it. You know, you should celebrate those milestones. Again, that's something we talked about in the previous episode, was celebrating the milestones. And so if you are able to stop, do that, that kind of builds that sense of fulfillment. You know, all right, I'm doing something here and I should feel good about it. I do feel good about it. Right. So I think that's something definitely you guys will want to explore on your own. So again, I think a big part of this is what I mentioned just a little bit ago, and being self-aware, being mindful is another approach really that you can kind of take on here, especially throughout your days. If you guys have extra time, you know, how do you cultivate that gratitude? How do you cultivate that mindfulness? And that's been a whole process, like I said, that I've kind of gone through. And it's something that you don't actually, I feel like majority of people go through it, but they don't actually they're not aware that they went through it or that they are going through it until you actually learn how to, for example, meditate, journal, reflection, even just daily reflection, like sitting down and actually just thinking about your day and how it made you feel, how you might have made other people feel, how your actions did this and this, rather than just going through the motions. Again, I think a lot of people are stuck in that, you know, wake up, go to work or go to school or whatever you're doing. Sometimes you don't even do that. You just go through the motions. You go to bed. You do it again the next day, you know? So I think if you really want to get to the point, again, where you're after that fulfillment, and it's funny because, man, when did I start meditating? I actually went through a whole, I want to say a year or two of actually going through meditating. And it was something simple too. I mean, it was just like an app that I followed, and it really helped, actually, because at that time in my life, I needed to learn to kind of quiet all the noise and just meditate. And to be honest, that paired with journaling, I have done some journaling, not anything extensive though. I haven't done anything like crazy extensive when it comes to journaling, but you know, learning to meditate and then take notes down and kind of, it led to reflection. You know what I mean? I think that's the biggest thing there. And once I got those down, it essentially, again, just led to appreciating, you know, where I was in the present moment. I think that's probably the biggest takeaway. Like if someone asked me, why would you meditate or what did you get out of meditating? It was to really kind of acknowledge like present moment type stuff, you know, and be happy with the present moment. Because I think just, again, naturally, a lot of people get caught up in the past or the future, and they're constantly either thinking about what they did yesterday or what they're going to do tomorrow, that it's really hard for us to like just kind of slow down and be like, all right, this is what's happening today. This is what I reflected on today, and this is what I'm grateful for today. You know, I feel like that's a big thing. If you can get to that point, kind of slow down and really just reflect on the present moment and appreciate the things about it. So, and this last point, again, like I just mentioned, you know, I think a lot of people get caught up in past and future and kind of the ambitions that we have. I'm pretty sure all of you that are listening to this at, you know, at some point in your day or maybe the week or even, you know, monthly or yearly, again, relating it to goals, it's great to have goals. It's great to have ambition. It's great to, you know, want to go out and smash everything and in a good way and, you know, earn money. By smash things, I mean smash your goals, right? It's like going to smash your goals. But at the same time, I think it's really important to also take note that along with the ambition, again, being content and like having balance between those two. It's great to, again, want to be ambitious in life. That's really how you, it's the steps towards success, in my opinion. But part of it, again, is being able to find that balance. And they can, I mean, they'll say this about anything in life, right? It's all about balance in life, no matter what you're talking about. But especially on a day-to-day basis, and when we're out there chasing success, ambition is that thing also just driving us. And we kind of need to be able to just not, you know, constantly be hustling, because that's kind of what it is nowadays. You guys, I'm sure you've heard of hustle culture and, you know, working, you know, this job, that job, sideline this, sideline that, earning this, earning that. And it can get kind of toxic mentally, you know, for yourself. I mean, I've been there myself. Even last year, you know, and I kind of had to like take a step back and be like, all right, I need some balance. You know, I love striving for especially the financial goals that I've set for myself and kind of life in general, but it's like I also need to kind of step back and be able to balance it out, take a breather, take some time to enjoy the achievements and savor those achievements that I've had. And just appreciate them, right? Rather than constantly being in that overdrive work mode to the point where, you know, your ambition is that carrot on a stick in front of you and you're just continuously chasing it, right? So I think a big part of that, again, is kind of tying all this in, is being able to find that balance of your ambition, your contentment, and leading to pretty much success. Because that's something, once again, that I kind of had to go through, you know, even transitioning from teacher to content creator. Well, before content creator, just streamer. Man, my ambition was off the chain. It was off the wall, you know? And as I, again, got in that habit of setting goals, even when I was streaming, I had to be able to just kind of appreciate those little milestones. And that's why back then, you know, would have those little, yay, you know, 100 followers or 500 followers and 1,000 followers and, you know, that kind of stuff, or whatever your concurrent viewers were, or hell, even if it was getting rank on Gord, man, you know, and globally, being able to celebrate those times and just kind of acknowledge the work that was put in and balancing out that ambition to do well at whatever you're trying to do. So I think a lot of us out there need to be able to get to a point where we can balance also our ambition and our contentment. And again, this kind of goes back to being self-aware, you know, and being able to reflect on your day-to-day life and not get so caught up in the future and the past. Because if you really want to find that balance, you kind of have to be aware enough to know that, yeah, you're an overdrive. You know, you kind of need a little bit of a break. Don't forget to be content about the things that you have now. There was another saying too, or I think it was like a reel, or it was maybe a TikTok or something that I saw. And it was something about, like, you know, you used to pray for the things that you have now, right? But what ends up happening is a lot of people, they forget about that time that they were praying for the things that they have now. And then now they're still praying for more things. So, you know, that kind of all ties into it. And so, again, I think something that everybody has to learn how to do is that balancing act, right? So to tie all this in, once again, since this is all about success and what is deemed as successful, at least for me, in my personal opinion, you can consider yourself successful at the same time if you have found that fulfillment and that satisfaction in your life. And the things we talked about here today, those three points, pretty much round up to that. You know, if you can at least kind of hone in on yourself, your self-awareness, you know, you've already got your goals, so you've got your personal values and your purpose in mind. You're able to be mindful what's going on. You know, you have gratitude, you're finding balance between your ambition and contentment. And I think that really wraps into being fulfilled and satisfied. And you don't have to be a certain age to that, to be there. Because I think a lot of people think, you know, I'm not going to be fulfilled or satisfied till I'm like maybe 40 or 50 and I'm retired. You know, I think that's the wrong way of thinking. You know, hell, someone in their teens can be fulfilled and satisfied with what they've accomplished. You know, I'm sure even down to a lower level of thinking for a kid, you know, someone that's way younger can also be there. Maybe they're just not so self-aware about it, right? Because the brain takes a while to develop. But, you know, that's the main thing here. And again, this is just something that I tie in with success. Just like I said, you know, last week was, again, having goals, setting those goals, and then working towards them, accomplishing them. And the second one is being fulfilled and satisfied in your life. And if someone was to ask me today, hey, Naisu, are you fulfilled? Are you satisfied? Yes, I could 100% say yes, I am. And I've had times in my life where I have felt fulfilled and satisfied at different times in my life. And then there's been times in my life too where, you know, obviously I haven't felt that way. And that's where that ambition kicks in. And, you know, you want to go and strive for things. But again, you need to be able to be self-aware and mindful enough that you can acknowledge the fact when you have done these things, you've made this progress, you can reflect on it and be like, okay, that's awesome. I feel great about myself. I feel great about what I have accomplished, you know, and acknowledge that. So I think one of the biggest takeaways too, as we round out this episode, is just again that, you know, success is, it's not only defined by external achievements. And I feel like a lot of people kind of get wrapped up in that. But a big part of it is, again, finding joy and contentment in your own life, in especially in the present moment, and not being so caught up in the past or the future. So that's where we're going to end it for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Sucast. Again, these are pretty much the five ways that I look at someone being successful. And this was the second one, and it's all about fulfillment and satisfaction. All right. So if you haven't listened to the first episode, just head on back. It's there. That's all about goals. And then next week, we'll be talking about the next part. So I'll hold on to that one. And just remember, it's always a good day to get better.